Gauteng is driving South Africa's COVID-19 third wave. On Tuesday, the province reached the highest number of cases recorded in a single day, with almost 11,000 new infections. Chairperson of the Gauteng Premier's Advisory Committee on COVID-19, Dr. Mary Kawonga, says the level of infections in communities are very high.
And what it means is there's a very high and increasing risk of transmission in the community, because it means that there are many people in the community who we have not even picked up. There are many more who are positive who have not been picked up by testing. And the thing that's worrying us even more about the percentage test positivity is that despite the fact that we've ramped up our testing, and as I mentioned yesterday, we tested 30,000 in one day, we're still having a very high percentage test positivity. So this means our testing is not keeping up with the rate of transmission in the community.
The Premier's Advisory Committee on COVID-19 has recommended a shift to a hybrid of level 3 and level 4 lockdown restrictions due to the rising number of cases and its impact on the hospital bed capacity. They say a balance will have to be maintained between providing healthcare and keeping the economy going. Dr. Kawonga says a ban on alcohol would hurt the economy.
You know, we've restricted alcohol. It's not a ban. Outright ban is bad for the economy. So there has to be a balance where you are strict enough, but perhaps not too strict that you're impacting too much on the economy. So there might be a need, for example, to increase the restrictions by banning alcohol over the weekend or things like that, for example.
Makura says all hospitals are now conducting rapid COVID-19 tests at hospitals targeting suspected positive cases. They are trying to free up bed space by dealing with patients who don't need to be admitted. He has also announced the reopening of Section 1 and 2 of the Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Hospital and the oncology section for cancer patients from Monday. It's been closed since a fire at the facility in April. Makura told a virtual sitting of the Gauteng legislature that the reopening will alleviate pressure on other hospitals and augment the bed capacity in the province.
We took a decision to give a go-ahead to the hospital management to urgently reopen those parts of the hospital that have not been structurally affected by the fire, so that those parts of the hospital will alleviate the burden on the healthcare system that we are facing now with regard to COVID and other ailments. Oncology is ready to open, and the first patients of oncology will go in on Monday the 28th, but it is not just oncology we are looking at. We are also looking at block 1 and 2.
The Premier says the vaccination of people between the age of 50 to 59 will start on Monday, and that of law enforcement personnel on the 1st of July. He wants the police to ramp up the enforcement of lockdown restrictions, especially in COVID-19 hotspots like alcohol outlets that do not comply with regulations.
Activity of law enforcement in Gauteng will increase quite dramatically over the next few days. The police must do roadblocks in areas where they know. The police must enforce the curfew. So you are going to see increased police visibility.
Makura is adamant that the COVID-19 pandemic can be overcome if people adhere to non-pharmaceutical interventions, including wearing masks, avoiding crowded places, and maintaining social distancing. I'm Tsepo Pagani in Johannesburg.